Yes, well, talking about this glitch with the ATMs involving the Commonwealth Bank, we have been told this problem caused by a computer system outage, and it just goes to show again how heavily we rely on technology for basically every part of our lives. Colin Jacobs is the chair of Electronic Frontiers Australia, a group that represents Australian internet users and deals with the cross between law and technology, and I'm very pleased to say Colin Jacobs is on the line. Colin, good evening.
Good evening, Stuart.
When you look at this, is it fair to say that in this day and age, there basically isn't any part of our daily lives that doesn't in some way rely on some sort of technology?
Well, that's certainly true. Even if you're not sitting in front of a computer yourself or relying on some sort of device to do your job, you can have a pretty fair bet that a lot of technology is going on behind the scenes. You have the phone system, the postal system, and, of course, the banking system, which you're probably interacting with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So reliant on technology that there's just no way going back.
And of course, this can be internet banking, this can be phone banking, this can be ATM banking, or even, of course, going into the old-fashioned way of going to the counter. Still, there's a computer terminal perched on every desk.
That's right. I mean, we have to bear in mind that there are some benefits to this. It's hard to imagine a banking system as complicated and as quick as ours operating on a system that relied on filing cabinets and cards like it used to do back in the day. But the downside of all this extra efficiency, of course, is once there's a small glitch, then the whole thing can come falling down in a huge cascading disaster.
You're quite right. I mean, we've seen it most recently with Virgin Blue. Now, of course, you couldn't even imagine in this day and age processing all of those passengers arriving and departing from various terminals around the country every single day by hand. It just couldn't happen. And so we've got computerised check-in systems, but all of a sudden, if there's a glitch, the machine breaks down. The knock-on effect in terms of flights leaving and people getting away on time, it's just unbelievable, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, a person can't process as many records as a computer can.
Yeah.
But, of course, once your thousands of computers are out of the mix, your hundreds of people are going to be struggling to keep up. There's a whole industry that's built up around this. It's called disaster recovery. So there are many experts and high-priced engineers whose jobs it is to imagine these sorts of scenarios and build the planning into the networks themselves so that when something explodes, there's a backup plan.
So would the Commonwealth Bank have had some sort of contingency plan in place in the event their ATM network suffered the sort of glitch it obviously did this afternoon?
They definitely would, but it obviously didn't work as well as it should. What actually happened to the ATMs is they lost contact with the bank's network and they went into a sort of fail-safe mode that means it'll still dispense cash against the accounts of the people that are making the withdrawal, but because it can't contact the network and check their balance, it just sort of takes it on faith that they have the money there. Now, that means that they'll be able to chase people up later on, but I think the fact that it was got working like this for so long means that whatever disaster recovery plan they should have had in place didn't work.
Didn't work, that's right. Well, it's funny as well because it does raise a very interesting point that when you consider what's gone on, in the aftermath of the Virgin Blue thing, again, they said there should have been some sort of backup system which failed to fire. I remember also in the M5 tunnel going back a while back, there was supposedly a fail-safe mechanism there if the computer system conked out. The backup failed to work there. What is it about these backups that consistently, in so many high-profile cases, a couple I've just rattled off the top of my head, the backup system hasn't worked when it's called upon?
Well, the backups are often as high-tech and complicated as the system to replace.
Yeah.
And when you're often so busy dealing with the main system or with upgrading that the backups don't get a good enough test. So it often makes sense to have a really low-tech backup. We saw a couple of years ago, fiber optic cables were cut somewhere in America near San Francisco.
Right.
And this cut out the emergency services, the mobile phone towers, everything was cut. And so a network of ham radio operators were called into play to actually help route emergency services during that time. So it was technology that's many decades old had to step into the breach, but it worked flawlessly.
It's hard to imagine, isn't it? But obviously what served as well for so many years continued to serve as well if all of a sudden that main system wasn't working. So, I mean, based on your understanding, the Commonwealth Bank would have a record of every single transaction that's taken place today. It's just that they weren't able to marry up those requests with each of the individual account holders' balances to ensure they had sufficient funds to cover their withdrawal.
That's right. I mean, these systems are made up of hundreds of thousands of computers that are spread out, probably all over the country in different centres. And when the links go down, they have to collect all of the data and then match it all up later on, which is a process that could take, you know, days or even weeks.
Yes.
NAB had the same problem in November last year.
Right.
People's payments weren't going through, something failed overnight and they got days behind, and the more behind you get,
the harder it is to catch up. Yeah, that's right, because there's always pays from various people going in, so that's it. If you suddenly get behind, particularly if you've got those computers working 24/7, well, you can't just suddenly generate an extra day or an extra hour, can you?
No, so I'd be surprised if they lost any data, but it could take them days to catch up.
Right.
They actually pinpoint the problem.
The other point is as well, we had a caller earlier on, Stuart, who phoned claiming, now, you know, various claims do the rounds in the aftermath of these sorts of things, that someone had withdrawn $100, but that $800 magically appeared. Could that potentially happen as part of a glitch like this, or not so much?
Well, my understanding is that it was allowing people to take up to $1,000 out, which is the daily limit,
yeah,
but not checking whether they had
the money in the account. That's my understanding as well, but he's suggesting he heard a story that someone had actually accessed the machine, taken $100, or at least keyed in $100, and suddenly $800 appeared.
Look, it's not impossible. The ATM machines, they're computers as well, and they have an operating system just like your home computer does, and they have software on it, and these things have bugs. These things can go wrong occasionally, so I don't know whether that really happened today.
But yeah.
It's not unheard of for an ATM machine to have a bug and to let people actually get more money than they should.
There must be a real fail-safe mechanism when you are talking about money, obviously, to ensure that it counts meticulously every single time. If you've asked for $400 in 50s, to make sure it counts out 8 of them every single time.
Well, the technology is pretty good, but when human beings are involved, you know, it can be fallible.
Yes.
I know of one bug in ATM machines that was found,
right,
where you could actually get in and reprogram it and tell it that it was full of $5 notes.
Right.
You withdraw $100, it'll give you 20 notes, but if those are actually $100 notes themselves, then you've made a significant profit.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
People figure that out and exploited it, so...
It's a strange twist of irony as well. You talk about people getting involved, because it was people getting involved that pioneered this technology in the first place, but then somehow we can't always interact with it properly on the run-through, Colin.
No, well, when people are involved, things can be... There's always going to be a weakness.
Yeah. And yet without the people, we wouldn't have the technology.
Well, without the people, it wouldn't be much for the technology to do, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. Well, look, it's very interesting in light of all of this. Obviously, the Commonwealth Bank have been absolutely scrambling to get this thing sorted out throughout the afternoon and evening. And as you say now, obviously, there's some backup work going on and some following up going on. And also, I would imagine a few questions being asked as to why their contingency plan failed to work as well as they would have hoped.
Yeah, it's a huge public relations disaster, because not only are people inconvenienced, you know, for a day or for an afternoon or potentially longer, but it undermines the confidence that the public has in the banking system.
Yeah.
Now, with two major banks have had outages, you know, across the whole country that really affect the people's ability to access their own money, a lot of people are asking, you know, what's going on inside these banks? Are they not investing in the IT systems as much as they should?
Yeah, no, very true. With the sorts of profits they're generating, you think they'd be making sure everything was up to speed. Look, great chatting with you, Colin. I appreciate your time. We'll chat again.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much. Colin Jacobs, the chair of Electronic Frontiers Australia, and he doubts those stories that additional money actually appeared from the ATM. Mind you, it's not impossible, but you would think they'd have pretty good backup mechanisms to ensure that couldn't happen, because if it did, then all of a sudden that money is untraceable.